This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. After five officers were shot and killed in Dallas last month, the police chief urged citizens to step up and apply to join the force. Hundreds of applications poured in. The process takes time, including a civil service exam, interviews, and vetting. Christopher Connolly from KERA spent some time with new recruits who are on their way to becoming cops.
Hold up!
Woo! The morning starts at 7:55 on the dot. The recruits form neat rows in the parking lot, raise the flag, and report in. Then they drop to the ground and do push-ups.
Ready? Exercise! Uno, dos, tres!
Uno!
Uno, dos, tres!
Uno!
These 100 recruits are mostly men. They're racially diverse, like the city they'll serve. All of them started their training before the shootings that rocked Dallas.
You know, we were scared. I mean, we're normal human beings. We're going to be scared.
Chelsea Montanino's class started just 1 week before the attack.
We didn't really know each other, but I felt like it really pushed us to come together as a, you know, as a family and as a team.
After the shooting, the recruits worked funerals for the fallen officers. Thousands in law enforcement from across the country attended. New recruit Brandon Barber says that helped him realize,
I'm not out here alone, that I have the support from my brothers and sisters from all around the nation.
Policing is a field in the middle of a fierce debate. Dallas-born Barber is African-American and says you can't judge all police by the actions of a few.
It doesn't define what policing actually is, but it's going to take us as a team, as a unit, as police officers, collectively to rebuild our reputation and rebuild trust and relationships back within our communities to where they're fighting with us instead of against us.
Dallas has struggled to retain officers, in part because of low pay. Still, Deputy Chief Jeff Kottner says these recruits enter the field at an exciting time.
It's a good time to make positive change. It's a good time in law enforcement to reflect upon what it is that they need to do and adhere to some good best practices and review everything that we do, make it better.
Kottner says his recruits will be ready to be that better police force when they go out on patrol. In Dallas, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.